Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it.
Hello, 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 hello. It's me, babe. Thought about you for a long, long time. All right. As always, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're taking the time to stop on by and hang with me on my corner. Calling all mothers, I hope you enjoy your special day tomorrow. Yes, Mother's Day to those who are here and to those who have passed on, leaving precious memories of a special lady on all of our lives. No matter what you find yourself doing this morning, join me while we entertain you with a little soul, smooth jazz music. As always, say, show you right. Bob your head, snap your fingers, pat your feet. You know how we do. Or you can get up and dance. That's how we roll. This is our 93rd show of Hemp Selections from his collections of soul and jazz music. I know you're not going to forget that woman that carried you a maximum of 9 months, the lady that brought you through the toddler, the young kid, and teenage years, one who is still the shining star in your life today, our mother. If she has passed or is still here, here's to you, mama. Patience with treat her like a lady.
Treat her like a lady.
All right. We're talking about our mothers, folks. We're talking about our mothers. Here's guitarist Peter White. He offers his cut entitled Smile. Yes, sir. My mother had a great smile, and I know yours did too, but that's the way we love it. That's the way we love it, because, you know, the saying is, when you come from outside as a little kid or whatever, you done bump your knee or you got lover problems or, well, I won't say lover problems, little girlfriend problems or whatever, your mama just kind of smiled at you, so, oh, don't worry about that. You okay. You feel me? You feel me? All right, all mothers can assume the title of this Wilton Felder song. He calls it My Name Is Love. Thank you. That's your mother talking to you. Let's just move on with the show. Hey, we love our mothers, and my particular mother, who was passed, she knows that she knew that I loved her, and I know that she loved me too. So, hey, bottom line, don't forget about your mom tomorrow, okay? Whatever you do, do something. All right, here's a little commentary on a love affair by Bill Withers. He calls this one Use Me.
Appreciate y'all coming out in this rain. Yeah. Thank you. How about for the cats and the ladies? Nice folks. Deep people. Yeah, I love them. They're all crazy. I love them anyway. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. One more time. One more time. One, two, one, two. Do you really do it, excuse me? Appreciate y'all coming out.
Yeah, they used to call him Steel Bill back in the day. Hey, we all know the story. He had a nice looking wife, and she was a little bit more sophisticated than that country boy was, but he made himself known. Anyway, let's go to on up to, this is Kim Scott. She's a plays the flute. The name of this tune is called Block Party. Oh yeah, we cooking this party. like that. I like that, Kim Scott. She calls it Block Party. All right. People, here they are. My man Frankie Beverly and Maze with a song called Nobody Knows What You Feel Inside. Come on, y'all. Yeah. Frankie.
They don't know. Nobody can know what.
Yeah. All right, to take us out of this set, let's go with a new one from the Temptations. They call this one CD, the Temptations 60. This cut is called Calling Out Your Name. Yes, sir. Freshman from the Temptations. New CD called Temptation 60. He calls it Calling Out Your Name. All right. This program is brought to you by Hamp's Corner of America parent company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at www.hcofa.net. My latest book, The Episode of Thoughts of Hemp, Volume 2, is a collection of my blogs. One gets my thoughts about back in the day. There are pertinent blogs up through today. They cover all subjects of conversation that interest you. There are blogs about race issues. The book covers political hits of 2021, headed into last year's 2022. And of course, my thoughts on who in the heck are these Republicans? You feel me? Yes, if you have read my works at hcofa.net, you will see my way of looking at the world, this country, and its leaders. You will have a chance to cast a vote, if you will, on how it moves you to think of different approaches to life's problems. Look for the availability details at https://outskirtspress.com. Got time on your hands, read a good book. If not one of mine, somebody else's book. Just get a book, read. You know, got to keep up on what's going on out here. All right, let's get back to the music. This lady, they call her the Queen of Soul. You know who that is. Her name is Aretha Franklin. She has reminded her lover a classic entitled In Case You Forgot. she forgot Aretha Franklin. All right, a lot of times we go through life and we, you know, doing our thing and helping our lady or our man do their thing, and we're just swimming along. But, you know, things never stay the same. You got to anticipate. Everything changes. Here's an oldie but goodie by Jordan Benson. It's his rendition called Everything Must Change.
Everything will change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. No, no. Everyone must change. Nothing stays the same. Young become the old, mysteries do unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many except rain comes from the clouds and sunlight from the sky and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring, wounded heart will heal. Never much too soon. Everything must change. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of. Except rain falls from the clouds and sunlight through up the sky and something burns to fly. rain comes from the clouds, and the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly.
I know what I'm talking about. Everything changes, but it's just our human nature to make sure it changes for the better. That's the way we keep track of everything. It keeps everything on a forward motion improvement. Okay? All right. George Benson, Everything Must Change. Up next is a smooth jazz cut collaboration. It's Lettucey and Bonnie James. It's a submission entitled My Sensitivity Gets in the Way.
My heart.
All right. Here's Reuben Stoddard. You remember him? He takes on a standard here that is called I Can't Make You Love Me.
These final hours.
Oh, yeah. Sad, but a nice song. Nice song. Let's finish out this segment with a nice one from the late Wayman Tisdale, appropriately entitled Watch Me Play. Come on. Watch me. Hey, y'all have noticed that the stuff I play on this show, you've got to bob your head and pat your feet to it because We like the funk and we like that smooth jazz. All right, that was called Watch Me Play by Waymon Tisdale. This show is also brought to you by Rick Stackoon, all original AO brand. You may have seen him wearing it on his Chapter 34 CD. He has on a pullover hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters AO capitalized in bold. The hooded sweatshirts, as well as this summer t-shirt styles, come in a variety of colors. He also has a zippered style with a hoodie and the same all-original lettering across the chest, displaying the big O for you. AO snapbacks, AO sweatshirts, and AO t-shirts are also available. Check him out. Go to his site at www.allorignal.media. For the full details, go there and check him out. I got mine. Order yours today. Along with AO Media, my son Richie Tycoon Hampton is doing it all these days. Check out the commercial he made for my book, Remembering Boz. It's shown on my Facebook page. You got a commercial project that you want created, filmed, and produced? Rich is the man to call. And, of course, he's still out there doing his rap thing. So give him a bug or email or hit him up just to let him know if you want him to perform in your area. As noted, go to www.allorignal.media. It's all original.media. Go there for the full details. You will not be disappointed with the end product. Okay? Here's a cut produced by Quincy Jones featuring Sadia Garrett. The cut is called The Places You Find Love. Come on, girl.
Time to be impressed. And I remember so much later on, I knew that you were someone I will not forget. Everybody's searching, hungry for the glamour. You know too many hearts are in a rush, but no matter how you try to, you can't explain the place. You find love. Yes, please. No. You're evil all around me. We need to find a place where feelings can be saved. Not money that by chance.
All right, a Q Jones production featuring Sadir Garrett, The Places You Find Love. All right, this is my friends on the Sound of the Soulful, Anita Baker, my baby. Once you have found that love, she offers her commentary on keeping love around. It's called Whatever It Takes.
Trust in me. I
Yes, yes. How about a cut from tenor sax man George Howard entitled Reach? reach George Howard. All right, this one is a personal classic that I loved while romancing the wife to which I'm still married. It's the Isley Brothers, entitled At Your Best. Love. Listen to the words, listen to the words.
When I feel what I feel, sometimes it's hard for me to tell you so. You may not be in the mood to learn what you think you know. Just a mirror of what I see. But at your best, you are love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life. Should you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me. Tell me what is
Okay, here's another Quincy Jones production to take us out of this set. This one features Ray Charles and Chaka Khan, entitled "I'll Be Good to You, Baby."
Said I wanna know if what you feel is real, girl. 'Cause that's the reason for the things that I say, what I talk about. And oh, I wanna love you, girl, in a special way.
I'll be good to you. Meanwhile, Ham's Corner of America Hour, along with guests and others, are still going to continue to promote the need for people to read every day. It's a way of increasing your personal knowledge base. Reading keeps you aware of what is happening in our political circles and strengthens our community. Get those books like my latest, The Episode of Thoughts of Hemp, Volume 2. As previously stated, it's a food for thought book with commentary on Black folk news, love, friendship, politics, and current subject matter. Entertain yourself with this humorous content on life itself, just in time to be used as a present for a student that's going to have nothing to do this summer or whatever. You know how that goes. Thank you for allowing me to promote works that I've written and I'm so very proud. You just don't know how putting those type of works out there make me feel currently in my life. It is indeed a feeling of accomplishment. Read other authors who are providing a sense of worth and historical manner that people of color will not find in their schools, curriculum, or the public library. Read those internet blogs, magazine articles, and newspaper articles that truly interest you. Share them with your family and show them that reading increases your awareness of what is really going on. Don't wait for someone else to tell you what is happening, because you will get their interpretation of events. You know how that goes. Find out for yourself. We should teach our children to read at young ages so that they develop great reading habits. Encourage your children to be independent thinkers and not just follow the crowd. Teach them to use their imagination. That alone will improve their creativity that can lead them to all types of professions in life. Reading, I said reading, is where you start to separate yourself, develop thought, and learn all types of new ideas. Look for the release of two or more of my books in there sometime this summer. We're a little late, I must admit. A follow-up to my grandmother, Gracie Hampton, and another book about a cousin of mine growing up in the South. So stay tuned, you hear? Yes, reading is a key to the wealth of knowledge. You can find more details on my website at www.hcofa.net. All right, let's continue this show. Let's bring on Brian Culberson with his selection. He called this one City Light. Oh, yeah. This is a fresh one from Kim's latest CD. He calls this one Love Always Wins.
About my life, and I feel like I'm living on borrowed time. All right. Don't get me wrong, I'm thankful. There's so much more to give. There's a time to laugh, a time to weep. The time has come for you and me to be whole again. Well, 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 ain't no mystery that love, 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 love has laid hands on me. And quite simply, as far as I can see, after all the hell that's been, love always wins. All right. Yeah. Can I get a witness? Love, 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 love always wins. Yeah, yeah. Am I talking to you? See, I want to know how you feel about your life. I'm talking about your life now. I can feel your hurt, all your suffering and pain. I know you want to change. Yeah, we're going to change. Come on, somebody. There's a season of hope upon us, y'all. The fate of the world's passing by, yes it is, hey. So I'll be there for you, you be there for me. We're turning around, we gon' walk it out, hey. Into the sunrise, ain't no mystery. Yeah, that love, love has laid hands on you and hands on me, babe. And quite simply, as far as I can see, we've been to hell and back again, and love will always win. I sense a change in the tide, I hear the waves rolling in spite of all that's been happening, love always. You see, there's something in the air, y'all. A mighty shift is in the wind, in the face of this world, in the heart of this land. Ain't no mystery that love, 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 love has laid hands on you and hands on me, baby. And I'm a witness to all that love can bring, yeah, through the heartache and the pain. Your struggles and change. Only love can win. Only love can take a stand when no one else can. Only love will make a way for you. Only love can see it through. Yeah. Did you know that love will always win? Did you know that love is kind? Love is patient. It's slow to anger. It never wanders. Love is faithful and ready. It's able and willing.
All right, y'all. Don't forget, whenever I go over my allotted 2-hour time frame, which is every show, the live broadcast will cut off. But you can hear the rest of the show by playing it again at your leisure. It means that you just go and start it over again and play it all. So it's there. It's just that the live broadcast sort of fades away. Okay? Because I go over my time. What can I tell you? That's what I do. My man, the soul philosopher, Curtis Mayfield, he calls this one So in Love.
We'll be right back.
jamming with Dude Groove. This song's entitled Mr. Groove.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Groove by Ooj Groove. Once again, this show is brought to you by the release of Ooj Hani, South Korea. I remember 1962 and 63. A must read for clarity about soldiers stationed overseas during the civil rights era. Listen to the following excerpt from my blog about Ooj Hani. Black GIs are confronted with duty, honor, confused because of race issues, demonstrations back home. Given the oath they swore to when entering the army, they had no choice but to become exceptional soldiers, as did any dog soldier, no matter their race or origin. They found ways to justify their obedience while not sacrificing their racial identities. A quick right cross to Jim Crow's jaw normally resolved any outstanding issues. That attitude brought about the question, what about the nonviolent demeanor as played out in the U.S. of A. civil rights demonstration? Conflict of responsibility between race and army obligations was a daily reminder for Uncle Sam's black soldiers. Ooj Hani Camp Town girls made the entire tour assignment worth the experience. Without flaws, they expertly played the part of girlfriend, wife, next door neighbor, sister, brother, psychologist, and nursemaid, you name it. They allowed the American GI to mature, expand their knowledge of the opposite sex. They duplicated as close to the sense of home life as one could ever wish for on a daily basis. Readers can examine the flashback events that the primary character, the author, me, remembered in his life. I call this book my semi-biography that culminates with my maturing as a person. They said at the time, the U.S. Army would make a man out of you. One learns certain things by accident. From my perspective, given the help of the South Korean assignment, mission accomplished, end of quote. The novel is available in all formats, including paperback, B&E Nook, Amazon Kindle, or download a PDF copy. Check out the novel's details located at the author's publishing site at https://outskirtspress.com/Ooj Hani. That's spelled UNCHONNI. Let me know what you think, all right? Back to our menu of soul music and smooth jazz music. This is another one, or at least this is the first one, from Nathan East. My man, he used to play with, what is the name of the group? Foreplay. Well, he still plays with Foreplay. Anyway, this is Nathan East on his own, in his own CD. He is one of my favorite artists. He calls this one Draft Funk. We'll be right back. trap funk, Nathan East. You feel me? This is a nice change of pace for Fantasia. She dips over into her country and western roots. She calls this one ugly.
Couldn't have been but 100 pounds soaking wet, all stressed out and worried. Poor dunk my Siri. And I don't know how, why, when her daddy left, but he drove off in a fury. She grew up in a hurry. Now skinny jeans and Maybelline make pretty girls do crazy things. Teenage tears and bathroom beers will stick with you throughout your years. Trust me, it's all so ugly. Picket fence to car garage, the man that she don't love, but he makes six figures. She thought he'd fix her. The bad iron gate feels more and more like an old birdcage in a way to keep her out of danger. She takes the liquor. And all the champagne brushes and upper class shine can't keep a woman satisfied. Swimming pools and bowls and braids, and the baby thinks I'm out the living maid. If you ask me, it's all so ugly. So give me rusty old rings I know. Give me good food that sticks to my bones. Thank you for that good, good man who loves me. Ugly. 18 wheels and an open road, I sing my song all across the country. These people trust me.
Well, we've got two more cuts. We'll be going to try to get on out of here. But first of all, here's a favorite cut of mine from Oakland's own Keisha Cole. The lady says, got to get my heart back.
I love myself. I would gotta lie. You see me looking fly. You want me on your arm? Well, I ain't got the time. I've seen it all, baby. I've been around the world. And it's a whole game everywhere around the world. I seen niggas get crossed up cause they the realest. And all the realest niggas in the street don't have no feelings. It comes from being neglected and I'm so alone. I'm in my own zone. I gotta get my heart back.
All right, that's it, ladies and gents. One last play for the road. This is our contribution or our acknowledgement of the man who puts us on this earth and puts breath in our life, Jesus Christ, okay? This one is titled, I Made It. It's from Fantasia and Ty Tribbett.
Maybe more, hey. And some nights I made my bed right on the floor.
Made it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You keep blessing me. That's all I know. All right, I love you for it. All right, my people, we've come to the end of the show, the end of the line. I want to thank you for letting me be here to entertain you. It is past my time to entertain you. Once again, I stayed too long, but it's all good. I hope you like the theme and the music, okay? All right. As always, we meet here at the corner on a bi-monthly basis. I am your host, Curtis Hampton II. Just so you and the audience know, we do have chat room capabilities here. You can even chat among yourselves while you wait to make a comment or ask a question. And we do welcome your comments before, during, and after the show. In fact, you can also post your thoughts onto the show's comment section. Our next musical show will be on June 3rd. We will continue to try and do the musical shows twice a month. Occasionally, we may have a musical guest. Yet I need you to know that I am for less talk and playing more music. If there is a guest, they will indeed be special. So stay tuned for any announcement beforehand about a guest on one of our Saturday musical jam shows. As I said, our plan is to broadcast again on June 3rd. Excuse me. I'm glad I was able to get through this sinus issue. Okay? All right, as I said, our plan is to broadcast again on June 3rd because we need to move these broadcast times around. You might want to check this site for exact scheduled broadcast dates. Believe me, we are striving for consistency at the same bat time on the same Blog Talk Radio bat channel, my people. Meanwhile, continue to look for our person-to-person interviews during Hemp's Corner of American Hours soon this year. That is where we will bring you our guests on the topics of the day. It is also a site where you will be able to see television series current and others from back in the day and around the world. Once again, two new books coming your way this summer. I, as the author, think they will be very entertaining. Stay tuned for future events. Details and other specifics will be available on our websites, including LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as other social media. If you can't join us while we're live, you can always tune in to our website and listen to this show at your leisure. For now, peace and blessings. Remember, I love to do these shows just for you. Stay involved, my people, for the country's sake. After all, this is your country, too. Your involvement is a way to express how you feel about the current political situation in our country. Stay vigilant, stay healthy. And thank God for making it such a wonderful day and a more promising tomorrow. As always, it's been real, my people. I'm out here. Gone. Goodbye. See you on June 3rd.